From the editors of InPark Magazine, this is InPark Tracks. I'm your host, Philip Hernandez, and on this episode, we're going to go through the top five news stories from the past week. I'll be reading excerpts from each story, but if you want to read the full article, the link to each is in the show notes. First up, Puy de Fou to create U.S. immersive show for the 407 in Tennessee. The Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians Tribal Council has approved $75 million for Phase 1 of the 407 Gateway to Adventure in Tennessee, including the development of a spectacular immersive show produced by Puy de Fou. Based on a formal letter of intent signed by Puy de Fou, the Tribal Council approved the Phase 1 funding in a session on May 5th. Puy de Fou's original flagship theme park in France draws more than 2.3 million visitors each year. It is the second most visited theme park in France, trailing only Disneyland Paris, and offers multiple shows, period villages, and more than half a dozen on-site resorts, all custom designed and built with authenticity as a focal point. It has developed similar venues in Europe during the past 10 years, and it is now looking at the U.S. for its next stage of expansion. Puy de Fou's plan for the 407 includes an all-new themed spectacular inspired by an authentic and heartbreaking Cherokee story of their heroism in World War I. This immersive walkthrough show will take guests on a patriotic and moving journey for the entire family. Next up, IAAPA Expo Asia virtual conference launches on Connect Plus platform for June 21st through 22nd, 2022. IAAPA released details on a virtual education conference hosted by IAAPA Asia Pacific on the new IAAPA Connect Plus platform. Scheduled for June 21st through 22nd, 2022, the conference will guide attendees on a roadmap to reshaping and reimagining the attractions industry in Asia. The event includes 2 days of critical discussions and roundtables, which will allow the industry to reconnect during the prolonged COVID-19 recovery in the Asia region. Attendees will learn from key players in the market, sharing their perspectives in the region about what's taking shape with guest experiences, sustainable operations, workforce initiatives, and more. The 2022 conference will be held on IAAPA's new online platform, Connect Plus. This platform will allow attendees and speakers to engage within the full expo network on the application 24/7. Exhibitors for IAAPA's next in-person IAAPA Expo Asia can also begin planning for the 2023 in Singapore. Taking place at the Marina Bay Sands from June 13th through 16th, 2023, the largest, most comprehensive trade show in Asia for the attractions industry returns for the first live expo since 2019. Next up, Why LBE is the Consumer Experience of the Future by Judith Rubin. InPark Magazine interview with Anna Knight, SVP of the Global Licensing Group for Licensing Expo. Over the past 2 years, nearly everything has transitioned to virtual in some capacity, whether that's conducting meetings through online platforms, using grocery delivery apps, or participating in the evolving world of the metaverse, consumers across the globe are thirsty for something more tangible as the world returns to normal. Realizing the immense opportunity that lies in experiential marketing, brands across product categories are exploring location-based experiences as a means to change and enhance how people engage with the products, stories, and characters they consume on a daily basis. While LBE isn't a novel idea and has been gaining traction for years, experiential rollouts and IP-based brand extension strategies are taking the commercial and licensing world by storm. They are the next frontier for consumers looking to engage, interact, and show their love for the brands they love. Consumers are craving in-person and authentic experiences, which is evident by the way globally recognized brands such as Hasbro and Crayola are approaching current and future consumerism through LBE. Both of which are exhibiting at Licensing Expo this May and bringing exciting LBE activations. This year, Licensing Expo is diving deep into the LBE world as dozens of companies will be participating to display, learn, and grow through LBE. Taking place May 24th through 26th at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, Licensing Expo provides retailers, licensees, and manufacturers the best opportunity to secure the rights to thousands of consumer brands, entertainment icons, and more for your products or stores. InPark Magazine recently had the pleasure of speaking with Anna Knight, SVP of Global Licensing Group, who broke down what LBE means, not just for the future of consumerism, but how there are many untapped avenues that are itching to be explored. You can read the rest of this article from the link in our show notes. Next up, Legoland Korea Resort opens as the 10th Legoland worldwide. Legoland Korea, the world's 10th Legoland park, officially opened on Children's Day, observed on May 5th in South Korea, in the same year that LEGO celebrates its 100th anniversary. Legoland Korea is the first Legoland built on an island named Jeongdo. The 28,000 square meter theme park features seven themed clusters of Lego series, including Brick Street, Bricktopia, Lego Castle, Pirate Shores, Lego Ninjago World, Lego City, and Miniland. It showcases about 40 rides and attractions, including Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and Fire Academy. On the first day of the official opening, Legoland welcomed visitors and held the commemorative ceremony on the platform placed at the front of the park portal. Mascots of Legoland, Mike and Amy, alongside various popular characters, showed up on the stage to welcome the guests who visited the park on the very first day of its opening. Next up, Far Up Summerland debuts Phoenix, its Vekoma-built coaster. Roller coaster thrill seekers can now ride the new Phoenix coaster unveiled in April 2022 at Far Up Summerland in Denmark. At 40 meters in height and 905 meters in length, Phoenix has a top speed of 95 kilometers per hour. It represents a substantial investment for the park and distinguishes Far Up Summerland with a competitive offering to other major coasters around the world. In addition to extreme size, height, and speed, Phoenix was designed to deliver riders substantial airtime, the experience of weightlessness achieved through drops, loops, and twists, of which the Phoenix boasts 14 different elements. At the same time, Phoenix introduces a unique design feature to the roller coaster community, a so-called stall loop that combines the classic loop with an inverse camelback, thus providing an experience of zero gravity for 2.5 seconds. Anticipation among roller coaster enthusiasts in Denmark and around the world has been building ever since Phoenix was officially announced about a year ago. Far Up Summerland has invested close to $14.1 million in Phoenix, which means that the roller coaster is the largest investment in the history of the park. And that's all for this week's Top 5 Roundup from the editors of InPark Magazine. Read more about each of these stories at the links in our show notes. We'll catch you all next week.